You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The suspect nuclear weapons program of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In the news for decades. Here we are. The provocations are legion. The IAEA is frustrated. Question is, what is to be done? I welcome Andrea Stricker. With her colleague Anthony Ruggiero writing at the Washington Examiner recently about what is to be done. Andrea is Deputy Director of the Nonproliferation and Biodefense Program at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Andrea, very good evening to you. The JCPOA of 2015 is past tense. Right now, the Biden administration is conducting negotiations at some point about the suspect nuclear weapons program and more, and yet the violations are too obvious to everyone. Recently, we had in Israel an Operation Juniper Oak combining the IAF and the USAF in an operation that's very similar to what it would look like to launch a strike against the suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran. We also have reason to believe that other actors in the neighborhood are in league with Iran. I'm thinking of Russia and China. So what is to be done? We begin with sanctions. The sanctions that the Islamic Republic are under right now have not in any fashion deterred them from pursuing a nuclear weapon. So what sanctions are needed immediately to make this clear that this is unacceptable conduct? Good evening to you, Andrea.
Good evening to you, John. I think you're correct. The Biden administration has really failed to enforce sanctions that we already have on the books that the Trump administration put in place that would deter Iran from taking nuclear advances, that would prevent it from exporting its oil, and that would really hurt the economy at a time when the regime is under pressure. So I think what we're recommending is that the Biden administration and its partners impose massive economic and financial pressure on Tehran and make it clear that more is to come if Iran continues to advance its program. Iran's oil shipments to China and Syria and other countries can be a serious target for this. We could interdict those shipments, and we could affect Iran's currency, the rial, which is plummeting. And we really need to do this soon in order to change the regime's calculus.
The sanctions regime imposed, you mentioned, is not being rigorously enforced. It appears that the whole neighborhood is participating in the evasion of the sanctions. Is there something short of the U.S. fleet that would make it possible to deter its neighbors? Let me think of one example. Iran using Armenia as a cutout to evade the oil sanctions, or using bankers in Dubai to evade the currency sanctions. Is there something that is available that would make this no longer common practice?
Well, we are interdicting shipments of arms sent by Iran going to Yemen. We can also start to do more on oil interdictions. So that's one path. Another is to sanction the Chinese banks and entities that are importing this oil. They've remained pretty much getting off scot-free as they carry out these imports. The administration has started to push back a little bit on China, but I think we would get their attention if we did enact some real tough sanctions against the financial and oil entities.
This is the United States. Now we come to the UN Security Council. What is snapback? What does that mean? Where does it come from, Andrea?
The snapback, it exists under a UN resolution 2231, which implements the UN nuclear deal restrictions. Now, obviously, Iran is violating the nuclear deal. It has been since 2019. So the parties are well within their right to reimpose all of the UN sanctions that the nuclear deal lifted. And this could not be stopped by Russia and China. They could not use their veto to do so. And this would have the effect of putting a missile embargo back on Iran that is scheduled to lift this year. It would put a military goods embargo back on Iran. And it would put all of the demands that the UN Security Council made on Iran's nuclear program back in place. So it is really important to have this basic international legal framework to prevent Iran from carrying out all of its malign activities.
I want to be clear about the missiles. Iran has developed a very sophisticated missile system, one, two, three-stage strategic, sometimes said to be the reach all the way to Moscow. Is that now under any sanctions whatsoever, or is it running free?
Well, the UN Security Council resolution that imposed the deal, it really watered down prior sanctions and penalties. So Iran was called upon not to conduct missile launches. Of course, it ignored those, and it's conducted dozens of missile tests since 2015. So what we would be doing is preventing the wholesale failure of all this missile architecture by reimposing all the previous penalties and restrictions.
I mentioned Juniper Oak. This is a regular exercise, but this seemed very large between the Israeli Air Force and the U.S. Air Force, including refueling it in the atmosphere and long-range strike capabilities. Very clear about looking to maintain a strike force that could reach Iran. Then there was an additional, I believe it's called Red Flag, of the IAF working with F-35s, the very best in the arsenal. All of this, did it impress Iran? Are they aware of what this means? And what else can be done demonstrating the hardware for strikes? And is that conversation going on in the Biden administration?
Yes, to its credit, the Biden administration has done positive actions by carrying out these Juniper Oak exercises and then other ones, I think, that took place in Nevada recently. It helps to show Iran what could happen if it continues on its path. I think what the Biden administration could do is start to do more with its other Gulf allies, because if there was a strike against Iran's nuclear facilities, Iran may retaliate against the Gulf states just to show that there is damage for those countries as well. So I think continuing these exercises, increasing the frequency is really important, and showcasing all of our capabilities to fully take out the program if necessary, or at least set it back significantly.
Do I read you correctly that this would not be a one-day event similar to what happened in the 20th century when Israel struck the Iraqi nuclear facility? This would be a campaign that would go over weeks, months. What's your expectation?
I think there are two possibilities. So if Israel decides to go for a major strike to try to set back Iran's program significantly, this would be some kind of a months-long campaign to continue to degrade those facilities and prevent, hopefully, their reconstitution. I think in that case, we run the serious risk of escalation, that Iran would retaliate against Israeli cities and its population, and as I said, the Gulf states. And it would really show that Jerusalem feels that it has no other choice but to try to act, and it would be prepared to incur those types of costs. I think what is more likely, though, is that we would see a strike by Israel in response to a particular Iranian action, such as amassing 90% enriched uranium, which is atomic weapons grade. In either case, we run the risk of escalation, which is why we want the United States and its partners to push back now before it gets to that.
The worst case scenario, you mentioned at the close of your piece, the U.S. drawn into a war in the Middle East. Do they talk about that at the White House? If we don't act now, it gets much worse.
I think what they think is going to happen is if they act at all to provoke Iran, that they will find themselves in a war anyway, which is completely not the correct read on the situation, because Iran will continue to provoke. It's already conducted 83 attacks on U.S. forces and personnel stationed in Syria and Iraq just during the last 2 years while Biden has been in office. And the Department of Department of Defense Secretary testified that the U.S. has counterattacked just 4 times. So this is not sufficient for Iran to fear the United States. And if we are prepared to live with these Iranian attacks, we need to show that we are, if we're prepared to not live with these Iranian attacks, we need to give them something to fear.
Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Patch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.